Oh, wow. Look at all these toys, Mama.
Make sure you don't touch anything.
Mama, look how pretty these are. What are they? Can I have one?
That's a pinwheel, Becky. They had those when Great Granny Dolly was little. You can blow on them or take them outside in the wind and watch them turn. See these games and toys? They played with things like these. They loved to play with dolls, yo-yos, tiddlywinks, toy tractors, and Lincoln Logs.
Huh? They helped Lincoln build his house or what?
No, silly. Lincoln Logs were little logs that you could build toy houses out of.
Well, let's learn a little bit about the history of this building. This is the first building that you will tour in the Cross Lake Log Village, the Visitor Center. The building welcomed vacationers to the Whitefish chain at a resort called Kent's Atwater Cabins. It was built in 1929 and was located on Island Lake south of Manhattan Beach. Rates for a cabin in 1937 were $20 per week. A boat and ice were furnished without extra charge. Guests were expected to bring their own blankets and linens. In 2017, the resort was sold to new owners, and the old cabin was donated to the historic Log Village. The building was moved to this site, and renovation was started. The building opened to the public in 2019 and is used as an information center and gift store where you can purchase books, fun trinkets, classic toys, yummy candy, and more. You can also purchase A Taste of History, which contains countless stories from Cross Lake's past. The stories are educational and very entertaining. Here's where you can also take advantage of the old-time photo booth as you and your family dress up in provided costumes and set out to take photos throughout the village. You'll look like you lived back in the old days. This will make for great memories, and I've been told these make great Christmas cards too. Now let's walk on over to the general store and see what kinds of things you might have found and purchased back then. I think you'll be surprised.